Hello once again and welcome to Following the Truth. This is Gary Zimak and it's great to be back here once again this month on Holy Spirit Radio. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Don't worry is the theme. Anybody out there like me who worries a little bit more than they should? Well, you have come to the right place. We're going to focus today specifically on confusion. And I think confusion is one of the most challenging aspects of life. I'm confused, Lord. Why am I going through this suffering? I'm confused, Lord. Why are you giving me this challenge? I'm confused, Lord. I think you want me to do something, but I'm not sure what it is. And what happens, unfortunately, is when we start to become too confused, we can easily begin to worry. But God doesn't want us to worry. We're going to play some music today. I'm going to share some Bible verses, and I'll be reading from my book, A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, a book specifically written for those of us who tend to be anxious. So that's what is in store for you today on the program. I want to mention one other thing, too. I'm going to be speaking in the area on November the 10th. I will be at Our Lady of Port Richmond, which is in Port Richmond. Going to be giving a talk there about overcoming anxiety. So that's November the 10th at 6:30 p.m. Pray, hope, and don't worry is the topic. If you're in the area, I hope you can stop out Our Lady of Port Richmond. And please keep in mind that I would love to speak at your parish. I live in the Philadelphia area. I live over the bridge in New Jersey, but right around the Philadelphia area, I'd love to speak at your parish. And in fact, I speak around the country proclaiming the good news that Jesus loves us, that he wants to be part of our life, and that he doesn't want us to worry. So if you would like me to come to your parish to deliver this message in person, visit my website, followingthetruth.com, or send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. So why don't we get started with some music today? I've got a great song for you here. This is by an a cappella group, and guess what their name is? Their name is A Cappella. That's a pretty clever name. The name of the song is Hush, but I'll give you a little inside information. Many, many years ago, this song was called God is Standing By. It was written, It was sung by a group called the Soul Stirrers. So this is an old song. It's been updated. This version is by the group A Cappella. It's called Hush. Here's what you need to do. Snap your fingers. Stomp your feet, get up, move around, and above all, don't worry, because why? God is standing by. Be back on the other side.
Ooh. dreams and would-be fortunes pass you by, my. Oh, and when there is heartache, so many trials, life's unclear, just look up toward heaven, there's a God and He's standing near. Oh,
God.
Just don't know what to do. Oh, and if you're wondering if there's anybody who really cares, let me assure you that there's a God and He'll be right there. Yeah, oh, God.
Hush, don't worry, God is standing by. How about that for a song to get us started? With that in mind, since God is standing by, why don't you join me in praying? Let's turn to the Lord now and let's ask Him to help us with our problems. Instead of worrying, what are we going to do? We're going to turn to the Lord, and we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank You. Thank You for giving us another day. Thank You for Your constant presence in our lives. Thank You for Your many blessings. Thank You for sending Your Son Jesus to live among us, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that we can one day live with You in heaven. Father, we are so grateful for all that You have given us, and above all for the fact that You are standing by and that there is no need to worry, because with You, we have a constant companion and somebody who can handle all of our problems. So, Father, we forget so many times just how much You love us, just how powerful You are, and just how merciful You can be. Help us today. Help us today to trust You more. Help us to place all of our problems in Your hands. And help us to leave those problems with You and not take them back. Help us to grow in faith and to be able to boldly proclaim that faith to those around us, so that in doing so we can draw other people to You, because we know that You need, that they need You in their lives. Father, I give You this program. I turn it over to You. Please speak through me today and open all of our minds and all of our hearts, so that we can be receptive to the message You have for us. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, Your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now I want to also turn to our Blessed Mother Mary before we wrap up this prayer and ask you, Blessed Mother, to help us to draw closer to your Son, Jesus. And we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, I feel better. How about you? Doesn't it feel good to pray? And when we turn to the Lord and pray and feel that peace, it's not just an accident. It's not just because of the fact that we're getting it off our chest. But what happens is we receive grace. When we pray, we're able to receive grace. And that grace can make us feel peaceful. Isn't that great how it works? Boy, it took me a number of years to figure that out. Always remember to pray. We want to make sure that we have a relationship, a personal relationship with our Lord. Therefore, we want to be speaking to Him every day. We want to be able to listen to Him. One of the best ways to be able to listen to our Lord speak is through the pages of sacred scripture. So, even though many of us who are Catholic, we're not used to doing this, we're getting better, but a lot of Catholics don't know the importance of reading the Bible. I always tell everybody when I speak at parishes, please, you've got to read the Bible every day because that is the most sure way to know that the Lord is speaking to you. We're going to read some scripture today on the program, and we're going to let Him speak to us through the pages of the Bible. If you're just tuning into the show, my name is Gary Zimek. I have the great pleasure of once a month being able to do this program on Holy Spirit Radio. I'm so grateful to my friends, the Myers, for letting me come on the station with this program, Following the Truth. This show airs the first Friday of every month at 11 a.m., and we have a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 2 p.m., which I find funny that I say that I'm saying this on the air, because if you're listening, I guess you already know that, but if you want to let your friends know, I want this show to reach out to as many people as possible. Why? Because we've got a world full of hurting people. We've got a world filled with people who don't know that Jesus Christ is the answer. And I've shared my story many times. I've shared the story that for years, even though I went to Mass every Sunday, I didn't realize that I could have a personal relationship with Christ, that He could be my friend, and that I could actually be peaceful. I was so busy running around and worrying and trying to fix my problems that I never thought to turn to the Lord. Take my word for it. You turn to the Lord and your life will change. You can experience that peace. And He is, as that song said, He is always standing by, ready for us to turn to Him. Sadly, we often ignore Him. And you know, the interesting thing about the Lord is He won't force His way into our lives. In Revelation 3:20, Jesus said that He stands at the door and knocks. He knocks. This is the Lord and Savior of the universe. He knocks at our door, waits for us to open the door. If we do, what happens? He will come inside and dine with us. That's His words. Jesus Christ is knocking at your door today. Don't you think you should answer? And I mean, look, I'm not pointing fingers, because I fall into this trap so many times myself. And before you know it, I begin to panic and I forget. Oh, wait a minute. I should be asking the Lord for help. Now, I'm getting better at this because I've been doing it for a long time now, but I would really encourage you, if you have problems in your life, and specifically today we're going to talk about confusion as to why something may be happening to you. Why did I lose my job suddenly? Why did my children, have they stopped going to church? Why do they not want to talk to me anymore? Why did this relationship break up? Why did I lose all my money? I mean, so many questions. Why did I suddenly become sick? Confusion. And when confusion sets in, we're not careful, we can easily begin to worry, and we can lose sight of the fact that God is allowing these things to happen in our lives for a reason. The reason is because He loves us. And even though we might not understand why a supposedly bad thing is happening, everything that God permits in our lives is done out of love and will somehow, we might not understand why, somehow help us to get to heaven, which is our ultimate goal. Romans 8:28 is a great verse to remember about that. All things work to the good for those who love God. God can bring good out of anything that happens. So keep that in mind, and we will tackle the topic of confusion today. I just want to say briefly, if you enjoy this show, here's what I would appreciate you could do, if you wouldn't mind. Let the folks at Holy Spirit Radio know, because they're kind enough to let me come in and do this program once a month. And if you enjoy it, let us know. You can reach us at 1570 AM. This is the email address, 1570 AM at holyspiritradio.org. Or you can call 215-345-1570. Let us know if you like the program, because God willing, I want to keep doing it. I hope you're benefiting from it. I think there's a need for this kind of a show out there. We need to realize that we are not alone when we face the problems of life. We are not alone. And God is always standing by, ready to help us. Now, I mentioned at the start of the show that I'm going to be doing some reading from my first book, which was A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, 50 Verses to Ease Anxieties. This book was a great blessing for me to write. As somebody who has always struggled with anxiety, I am privileged to now be recognized as the leading Catholic speaker on the topic of overcoming anxiety. I mean, it's just amazing how God has used me to be able to help other people while at the same time working with me. That's the beautiful thing about the Lord. He's working with me and helping me to overcome my anxiety and to feel peace. And I get to share that message with folks like you who listen to the program, who bring me in to speak, who read my books. I want to talk today about confusion and give you a couple of Bible verses to really help you to remember that even though you may feel confused, there is an answer. The Lord is that ultimate answer. The Lord can help us to become unconfused. Exodus 4:12. Let me just read this and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Now go, I will assist you in speaking and teach you what you are to say. You recognize those words? Those were the words spoken by the Lord to Moses when Moses was told that he was chosen to lead the people, to lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. Moses said, hey, Lord, forget it. I'm not the right guy for the job. I'm not a good speaker. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this. Does that sound familiar? How many times do we do that? We do it all the time. God gives us something to do. He gives us an illness. He makes us struggle with, he allows some struggle to enter into our lives. We think, nope, can't do it. Can't do it. This is beyond me. Well, you're in good company, because Moses thought the same thing. But the words of the Lord to Moses were, now go. Don't worry that you can't speak, because I will assist you in speaking and teach you what you are to say. And I think that's what you and I need to remember. That if God puts us in a situation, he'll either give us the grace that we need to endure that situation, or he'll give us the words that we need to speak to somebody, or he might give us the wisdom to understand why it is that we're going through this. Not always, but sometimes, if you ask him, Lord, why are you putting me through this? Is there something that you want me to learn? He'll give you an answer. I've learned to say that. So if you're struggling with a particular problem in your life right now, ask the Lord, is he trying to teach you anything? Because I don't know about you, but if he's trying to teach me a lesson and I'm suffering, I want to learn that lesson as quickly as I can so we can move on. And that's one of the ways that the Lord does work. He works by allowing us to go through difficult times because he wants us to trust him. He wants our faith to grow. He wants us to realize that ultimately he is in charge. And even though it doesn't seem like it, even though it seems like these problems that we are up against are very difficult or almost impossible and often seem hopeless, they're not. This is the God who created the universe out of nothing. This is the God who created you and he created me. He's bigger than our problems. So whatever it is that we're facing, he can fix. He might allow the problem to exist. Remember, all things work for the good. He might allow the problem to exist because there's a reason. Let's pray for greater trust. Let's ask him to help us have the strength to continue on, even when it's difficult. I've always been someone who likes to fix my own problems. I'm a bit of a control freak. That gets in the way sometimes. I'm learning that God wants us to depend on Him. He wants us to ask for everything. He expects us to do some things, but He always wants us to ask. Ask for the grace to know what to do. Ask for the grace to continue to do what we can. Ask for the grace to endure our suffering. And also, it's perfectly acceptable to ask for the suffering to come to an end. That's okay. When Jesus was suffering in the garden, that's exactly what He did. But He submitted to His Father's will, and by doing so, He set a great example for us. So it's okay to ask for an end to your problems. But just understand that sometimes God has a better plan. Okay, we good on that? Let's go to another song now. I love this song. You know, this is a song that was suggested by my daughter, Mary. The name of the song says it all. It's called Don't Worry. It's by Rebecca St. James. It's kind of an uplifting song. And it reminds us that God's in charge. That even though it seems like things are spiraling out of control in our lives, they're not. He protects the birds. He feeds the birds. Don't you think He's going to do the same for us? We're going to play the music. On the other side, we'll be back to continue our discussion.
Grocery store. On third, I saw a man upon a box, and he seemed a little unorthodox. Well, he was preaching up a storm, and as I walked on by, he said,
"Don't worry about your life, 'cause if you hold it too close, you lose it."
Me his life story. They said he was a millionaire, but he made some bad decisions there. And now $1.50 could feed him for a week. And he said,
"Don't worry about your life, 'cause you can hold it too close. A girl I knew from high school. She said, "What's different about you, girl?" And I smiled and said, "This is what I know is true. I'll pass it right along with you. Don't worry about your life, 'cause if you hold it too close, you lose it.
Don't worry about your life. Good song, isn't it? Rebecca St. James. Great message. Why do we worry about our life? The Lord's in charge. The Lord created us. He's not going to create us and abandon us. But yet it doesn't feel like he's in charge. Sometimes it feels downright scary. In some of my books, I told this story in two books. This was an experience that happened to me, and I still can't get this out of my mind. Many years ago, I visited Walt Disney World in Florida, and I rode on Space Mountain. And this was just an amazing story because I'm not a roller coaster guy. But I was there with a friend of mine, and we said, we're going to do this. We're going to go on Space Mountain. It's not going to be scary because it's a roller coaster in the dark. We had all these kinds of crazy ideas. For some reason, we just felt like we should do this. So we're on this ride. I felt like I was turned upside down and going sideways in every kind of a way imaginable. I got off the ride and I swore, first of all, I've never been on a roller coaster since that day, but I swore that I almost lost my life. But in reality, I was completely safe, but it didn't feel like it. It was an illusion. The illusion was that my life was in danger. And I think every day we feel the same way. As things pop up, unexpected problems. We don't know how we're going to pay our bills. We don't know how to handle a bad diagnosis when we go to the doctor. The doctor says, I hate to tell you this, but you've got something seriously wrong with you. We have a relationship problem. We have a problem at work that's not fixable. So many things can really completely stress us out. And make it seem as if the Lord isn't in charge. That's why we have to do a little work and focus ourselves and remind ourselves that He is in charge. And I shared that verse from the book of Exodus before that last song, talking about God telling Moses, I'll give you the words. You do what I say, and I'll take care of the words. So many times we don't feel that way. I'm going to share another Bible verse with you, again, from my book, A Worrier's Guide to the Bible. This is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 8. It says this, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. And of course, the story of Abraham is told in the book of Genesis. Abraham was the gentleman that God turned to when he wanted to unite his people. His people had split up, and God wanted to unite the people and to create the people of Israel. Abraham was the guy who got the job. Abraham was told by the Lord, Abraham, I want you to follow me, and I'll tell you where we're going. I want you to leave your homeland, bring your family, and I'll tell you where we're going on the way. And, you know, this is the way the Lord works in our lives. He doesn't give us a manual and say, for the rest of your life, here's what's going to happen. You can look year by year. Here's the day you will die. Here's what you'll be doing every day for the rest of your life. It doesn't work that way. Sometimes we wish that it did, don't we? We want to know, okay, what's coming up? I want to be prepared. But when we allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by the unknown, we become anxious. We become troubled. We become more drawn into ourselves, and we begin to worry about what might happen. Will this be too serious for me? Will I be able to handle this? Will I have to suffer? And when we do that, we take the focus off of our Lord. And once we begin to do that, we're not peaceful. This is why it's so critical to pray each day, to read the Bible. I always recommend if you can get to daily mass, please do so. Please do so you can receive the grace that comes along with the Eucharist. Eucharistic adoration is another great thing for us to do, to spend some time in our Lord's real presence. And if we start to do these things on a regular basis, what happens is He becomes a bigger part of our life. And then we realize we're not alone. We are walking with Him. And that's the beauty of Abraham's story. Abraham realized that he was not alone. Abraham was promised many descendants, but Abraham was very old and so was his wife. But he believed. How many times do we not believe? Are we praying and we get fed up saying that this is never going to happen? God's not listening to me. And what do? We sometimes stop praying. That is not a good thing. That's not a good thing. Oftentimes what happens is the Lord is fully prepared to give us what we're asking for, but he wants to wait until the right time. Not our right time, but his right time. And we all know one thing about God. He's not in a hurry. He is not going to be forced into doing something or granting an intention before the right time. What's the right time? That's where we have to learn to trust him. If you think about it, it took thousands of years for the Savior to come to earth. If it was up to me, I would think, well, let's get the Savior down here quickly. But the Lord had his plan. And the Lord has a plan for our lives, too. And I like to think, and I hope this brings you some comfort, that the more messed up your life is, the crazier things are, you can be sure that the Lord is at work. If things are totally turned upside down in your life, the Lord is hard at work and something incredibly good is coming. But we lose sight of the fact that our main purpose in life, the reason we were created, is so that we can make it to heaven. This life isn't the end of the story. This life is temporary. We're just on a journey. We're temporarily here on this planet and asked every day, this is what we're, or this, by our faith, this is what we're asked to do. We're asked to turn to the Lord and to pray. And like the old Baltimore Catechism told us so eloquently, why are we created? We're created to know, love, and serve God in this life so that we could be happy with him forever in the next. Now, certainly there are some, it's possible to be joyful and happy in this life as well, but it's still not going to compare to the joys that we'll receive in heaven. But through that relationship with the Lord, it is possible to be happy. It is possible to be joyful even in the midst of suffering. Well, how is that? The reason is because the peace that the Lord gives us is a supernatural peace. It's not the peace of the world. The peace of the world can only be achieved if we have no problems. That's not going to happen. We're always going to have some problems. The other day I was in the supermarket and I was standing in the checkout line and it was a 20 item or less line. I thought, okay, I'll be in and out. My wife Eileen was waiting for me for dinner. I just had a few things to pick up. Well, we had two overrings. We had to get some help. The lady had to get help taking a 24 pack of water out of the bottom of her cart. Then after all that, she decided she didn't want one of the items. Finally, she paid with a $100 bill and said, I want my change in fives. The cashier didn't have the fives, had to go to another aisle. By this point, my head was starting to spin and I was beginning to twitch a little bit. And then I realized, calm down. See, when we accept these little inconveniences that the Lord sends us every day, it helps us to prepare for the bigger things. If you're not going to be patient in a grocery store line, you're not going to be patient and be able to handle it when you're told you have cancer. If we can accept the rainy day when we want sunshine, if we can accept the fact that it's too hot or that it's too cold and say, Lord, you know what? Thank you for letting me be alive. I'm not happy with this, but you know what? I'm going to offer it up. Please use this suffering. Use this suffering to help souls get to heaven. And we start to eventually modify our attitude, then we're better able to handle the big problems. And I've seen this at work in my life, but yeah, it is work. It requires work because we tend to be a little selfish. We tend to want things the way that we want them. We tend to not want to leave our comfort zone. But if we're ever going to grow close to our Lord and grow in faith, we're going to have to sometimes do things that we would rather not do. On the ride over to the studio today, I have my family at the studio, my daughters Mary and Elizabeth and my wife Eileen, And we had a viewing to go to, the viewing of a close friend of ours. Her mother had passed away. And my daughter Elizabeth was saying that, and I'm really proud of my girls for wanting to go to this viewing and for being so nice to the people. And they were really able to console our friend who lost her mother just by being so sweet. And that's, I'm really blessed to have two great children. But my daughter Elizabeth said, sometimes it's not fun to go to these viewings. It's hard to know what to say. And that's so true. It is. But Eileen and I were saying to her, and this is an absolute fact of life that we should remember. Sometimes doing what God wants is not fun. Sometimes doing God's will, reaching out to other people, is inconvenient. And it requires us to step out of our comfort zone. But that's how we grow in faith. You see, that's how we become closer to Him. That's how we are able to act in a Christ-like manner in our life, by doing those things that we would rather not do. Look at the example set by Jesus. He became human. He became human and subjected Himself, because He was divine, He was God, He subjected Himself to all of the inconveniences that go along with being human. And ultimately, what did He do? He suffered and died on the cross. A painful death, because He loves us so much. We need to take baby steps, though. If you're like me, it's not easy to step out of your comfort zone. So if we learn to accept these little inconveniences every day, we gradually can find ourselves at a point where we can accept the big problems when they arise. In case you're just tuning in, you are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek, and I'm blessed to be able to do this program each month on Holy Spirit Radio. The show airs on the first Friday of each month at 11 a.m., and the repeat broadcast is on Sunday at 2 p.m. And it's just a thrill to be able to do the program with you. If I can help you in any way, or if maybe you'd like to bring me to your parish to speak, I would love to do that. My website is followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com, and on the website you can see information about my books, including my first book, A Warrior's Guide to the Bible, my other books, From Fear to Faith, A Warrior's Guide to Discovering Peace, Listen to Your Blessed Mother, A Look at Marian Scripture, and my latest book, Faith, Hope, and Clarity, How to Know God's Will. You can find out more information about the books by visiting followingthetruth.com, as well as, if you're interested in picking up a recording of many of the live talks that I do, you can do that on the website as well. All right, it's great to be here with you today. Let's turn to some music once again. This song is called Cast My Cares. The name of the group is Finding Favor. We are told in sacred scripture that we should cast our anxieties on the Lord. St. Peter told us this in 1 Peter 5:7, cast your cares or your anxieties on Him. Why? Because He cares about you. So let's cast our cares on the Lord. Let's listen to this song. We'll be back on the other side to continue our discussion about overcoming confusion, how to deal with the confusion in our life right now. Cast My Cares by Finding Favor.
When fear feels bigger than my faith, and struggles steal my breath away, when my back's pressed up against the wall, with the weight of my worry stacked up tall, you're strong enough to hold it all. I will cast my cares on you. You're the anchor of my hope, the only one who's in control. I will cast my cares on you. I'll trade the troubles of this world for your peace inside my soul. This was not what I would have chosen, but you see the future no one knows yet. And you're still good when I can see the working of your hands. You're holding it all. My cares on you. You're the anchor.
sometimes I would cast my cares on you. Cast my cares, I will. Cast my cares, I will. Cast my cares on you. Cast my cares, I will. Cast my cares, I will. Cast my cares.
Cast my cares on you, Lord. Boy, you know, that is something we often forget to do, but yet something that the Lord wants us to do and something that is effective. So let's do it today. Let's cast our cares on the Lord. Because why? Because He cares about us. You know, we've all been let down by people in our lives. We've been let down by people who we thought we could depend on. And we become frustrated, don't we? Doesn't it hurt to get let down by somebody you thought you could depend on? Well, my friends, there is one person in this world that will never, and I mean never, let us down. That is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So make it a point to cast your cares on Him today because He cares about you. So many times when we'll say to somebody or someone will say to us, how you doing? What do they want you to say? They want you to say, okay, how are you doing? But because have you ever been in a situation where somebody asked how you're doing, you start to tell them and you realize they don't really care. That's not the case with Jesus. He really does care. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth on Holy Spirit Radio. I am thrilled to be here. I hope you're enjoying the program. This program is all about following the truth of Jesus Christ in our lives every day. This program is meant to be a comfort. I want this program to exist so that you remember that Jesus Christ loves you, that He cares about you, and that He wants you to cast your problems, your worries, your fears on Him. He doesn't want you to be anxious, but don't try to stop worrying by yourself. That's not going to work. What will work is if you focus on Christ every day, on having a close personal relationship with Him, on casting your cares on Him. You do that enough, you're going to feel peaceful. By the way, if you have any questions about anything I'm talking about, you need any encouragement, you want to bring me to your parish, whatever it is, you can email me directly at Gary@followingthetruth.com. That's Gary@followingthetruth.com. We're going through some Bible verses today, and these are verses that are contained in my book, A Worrier's Guide to the Bible. The first chapter is all about confusion. And I think confusion can be one of the most difficult aspects of our lives. And it can cause us to become very anxious. In John 8:12, Jesus said this, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Boy, did you ever try to make your way across a dark bedroom? And you end up tripping on something. I mean, this happens to me all the time. You trip on shoes, you trip on boxes, because you can't see what's in front of you. It's not easy to walk across a dark room. But if you walk over to the wall and flip on the light, it becomes much easier. Guess who is the light of the world? That's right. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. So when we are confused, if we turn to our Lord and ask for His help, things are going to look a lot clearer. Now, it's absolutely true that sometimes we will still have to walk by faith and not by sight. And that's what St. Paul recommends that we do, that we walk by faith and not by sight. But that's different than walking in the darkness. You see the difference? When you're walking by faith and your path is illuminated by Jesus Christ, it's not the same as walking in the darkness. You're walking by faith. You are not alone. And I think if there's one message that I would like you to take away from this program, from all of these programs that I do, it's this. That Jesus loves you and you are not alone. So many of us feel like we are alone, but none of us are alone, ever. The Lord's with us. If you wake up at 2, 3, 4, 5 a.m. and you're lying awake, as I've done in the past, I realize how painful that can be. You've got a friend. You've got a friend who is anxious to hear from you. So rather than waste your time worrying, which we all know does no good, we could turn to our Lord and have a conversation with Him. He's waiting to hear from us. He loves us, and He always wants us to turn to Him. Here's another great Bible verse, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. On your own intelligence, do not rely. Boy. Now, let's keep this one in perspective here. The Lord's not saying don't ever think for yourself. Not at all. But the Lord is telling us, in those cases where we're confused, where we don't know what to do, where we've tried our best to work things out on our own, ultimately, let's make sure we turn to Him and ask for guidance. He still expects us to use common sense, but you know as well as I do, there are going to be situations in life where you absolutely don't know what to do. I found something to be very effective when this has occurred in my life, and that's to go to your local adoration chapel or your church in the presence of our Lord and ask Him. I've gotten some amazingly quick answers to problems that I have agonized over for a long time just by being in our Lord's real presence. It's incredible how He works. And I don't know about you, but He doesn't speak to me audibly, but He speaks to me in the silence of my heart. I might get a thought, I might get a feeling. I would strongly encourage you to do that if you're able to visit our Lord and spend some time in His real presence. Bring Him your problems. Tell Him, Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm confused. You're going to feel peace, first of all, because remember we talked about peace is generally the first fruit of every prayer. You're also going to feel double peace because you're in the presence of Jesus Christ. And third, you might be surprised with the answer that you get. Now, it is possible that you might just receive the answer of, you have to trust me. But He may give you a clear answer, a clear way forward, and let you know how to proceed. I think it's time for another song. How about you? I'm going to go to a song. This is going to lift us up now. This song is a updated take on a familiar traditional song. The name of the song is Joyful, Joyful by Michael W. Smith and some friends. It's a cast of different Christian singers along with Michael W. Smith. Joyful, Joyful, We Adore You. Here's what we need to remember. A relationship with Christ will bring joy. Sometimes we get bombarded with problems. We have a lot of internal baggage. We got to do a little spring cleaning, even though it's the fall. Got to do some spring cleaning sometimes and clean up some of this junk inside of us so that we can feel the joy of the Lord. Pope Francis talks about this frequently, that as Christians, we should be joyful. But we sometimes focus more on the problems, the troubles, and the confusion, and the bad things in the world, and too little on the Lord. So let's do this. For the next 4 minutes or so, let's be joyful. Let's thank the Lord that He cares so much about us. Let's thank Him for being a constant presence in our life. Joyful, Joyful by Michael W. Smith. I'm going to be back on the other side. We'll talk a little bit more.
Oh, joyful, joyful we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with light of day.
How you feeling now? You feeling any better? Boy, wasn't that a good song? Joyful, Joyful by Michael W. Smith. You know, it's so easy to become overwhelmed by our problems, but you listen to something like that, you read some good scripture, you pray, you spend some time in the presence of the Lord, and all of a sudden, your problems seem to fade away. Why? Because really, they're not that big. And that I'm not diminishing anybody's problems, but in the big picture, when you look at the big picture, what matters is that you and I stay close to the Lord and that we get to heaven. If we do that, then our life was a success. And the Lord doesn't want us to suffer. He doesn't want us to worry. I want to share a psalm with you. This is one of my favorite psalms. This is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Can I get an amen on that one? Boy, I'm telling you, this is the secret to overcoming the stress and the worry that we face on a daily basis. Turn to the Lord. Cast your cares on him, because he really does care about you. He really does. Believe it or not, we are just about out of time. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. Again, my name is Gary Zimak. If you want to find out more information about me, the work that I do, my books, maybe bring me to speak at your parish, I would invite you to visit my website, followingthetruth.com. If you have comments on the show, if you want to let the folks here at Holy Spirit Radio know that you like the program, their number is 215-345-1570, or you can email them at 1570am. at holyspiritradio.org. It has been such a pleasure to be here with you today, and I look forward, God willing, to joining you again next month in December. And I'm going to have my family on the show with me, so I hope you'll be able to tune in to the program. In the meantime, let me know if there's anything I can do for you. Gary at followingthetruth.com is my email address. I'm here for you. I want you to understand that I care about you, but more importantly, that Jesus Christ cares about you, that he wants to be your friend, and that he wants to be involved in your life. And with him, there is no need to fear. Why? Because all things are possible. All things are possible with the Lord. So what you need to do, and what I need to do, is keep following the truth of Jesus Christ, and you're going to be just fine. Look forward to seeing you next month. God bless you. Have a great day.